Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, speaking of sports, we had this thing going on yesterday with Mark Mosier over at Altitude, Altitude 92.5. Where were we having people call over there and tell him that he's a disgusting pig and text over there? I pulled in Nelly. Hi, Nelly. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time, long time.
No, yeah. Stop it.
That was Sabrina Carpenter on Mix 100. It's going to be a cold one, Denver. Grab your hoodie on the way out the house.
Did I pass the audition?
Don't make me regret this. Don't make me do it. We don't talk like that, so shut up.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a scorcher, Denver.
So Nelly is in charge of the phones over there at Altitude. And can you just paint a picture of what happened yesterday when we told everyone to call in and call Mark Mosier a pig?
Yeah, so I think our first call came in around 7:20 or 7:30. And I had no idea what was going on. So I answered the phone and I said, hey, you know, Altitude Sports Radio, this is Nelly. What's going on this morning? And they just said, yeah, I just want to let you know that Mark Mosier's a pig. And I said,
I love this.
I said, come again? And they said, yeah, you got it. And then they just hung up.
Yes.
And then somebody texted in and said, Mark Mosier is a gross pig with women. And those came in at the same time.
They upped the ante.
And I said, what the heck's going on? Yeah. And so I went into the studio and I said, Mosier, what's going on? And I saw him furiously writing something on the back of a piece of paper. And he started asking me where the tape was. And when he does that, I know he wants to put a mean message on the window of our studio so you guys see it when he walks by.
And he comes over here and slaps it up against our window in the studio.
So at that point, I knew it was a joke.
Now, this was all based on Mosier leaving the office the other day with Katie, and he blew a big old snot rocket out of his nose and had snot hanging there. And I found it incredibly offensive, so that's why I was making everybody call Altitude. But did you get a pretty good turnout, though, at least from our listeners? Did they step up?
Yeah, we got a handful of texts. We got I don't know, four or five calls throughout the morning. They kept coming in.
Like throughout the afternoon, just randomly?
I don't know if the morning sprint or PhD got them, but we got a good handful. And I was texting with your boss,
Big Rob,
and I told him, honestly, shout out your fans. Like, way to commit to the bit. You got some good listeners that they were willing to play ball.
Knicks fan.
Thank you, Mix fan. That's fantastic.
All right, I got to go back and get people stoked about the Rockies, baby. We'll see you down there.
Points and stats. Go run. Get out of here.
Let's go, Rockies. Thanks, Nelly.
Thanks, Nelly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so a big old thank you to all of our listeners who did step up yesterday and have some fun with us by poking the bear over there at Altitude.
You don't even know how much joy we get from that.
It made me so happy because those guys, they're just all so sports. You know, anytime I get a chance to poke them. I did tell Katie, like, I'm pretty good with banter.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. I'm good with comebacks. I'm pretty witty.
Yeah.
But the thing is they started talking about us over there after this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, three or four sports guys coming after me on the air. And I was like, I'm good with one, maybe two, because I was going to run over there, get on the air with them.
You were.
I was like, I don't think I want to go into the lion's den when there's like four sports guys coming out.
Well, because they're quick-witted too.
That's like, the problem. Those guys are really quick-witted.
Don't sleep on the sports guys.
Cause I can handle one, maybe two, but I was like, I don't think I'm going to go over there and give them hell when there's four of them because they're going to just kill me.
No, and that's it too, is they'll completely just annihilate your whole day. They'll just give you play-by-play of everything you did wrong.
They really will. So in regards to that as well, I went off just a couple days ago. About the guy over there. What's his name? Mark something?
Mike Sanford is Mike Sanford. His name. We call him Coach.
And everyone in the building calls him Coach.
Yeah.
And I went on the air here and I said, I'm not calling him Coach because he's not my coach, okay?
Yeah.
He's never coached me. He's never coached my family. He's never coached my kids. And it just seemed funny to me that he comes wandering into work every day and like HR is like, hey, coach.
Everybody calls him
the
coach.
The office manager's like, hey, coach.
Yeah.
Accounting's like, coach, good to see you another day. Have a good show. I'm like, I'm not calling him coach because it's ridiculous.
You put your foot down. You just weren't going to do it.
Put my foot down. Made a big deal about it. Then I had people messaging me for a couple days afterwards, just calling me coach. I had employees here yesterday calling me coach for some reason. He walked in the front doors yesterday and we were in a meeting. Everybody in the meeting went, coach!
Yeah, now they're doing it just to make
irritate
you mad.
Me, okay? Yeah. So I was so irritated by all of this. Let me tell you what the universe did to me. So last night we had to make our way over to the high school for my son because he's starting high school next year. And it was athletics night.
Oh.
So it was the night where we all go sit in the gym and they lined up probably 25, 30 of all the athletic directors and coaches from the high school. And guess what? Every one of them were referred to as
coach,
coach, coach, yes. coach, coach, yes. coach, 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 coach. And then we had to go into individual classrooms to like learn about each sport and the activities and the process of everything. And everybody referred to those people in that room as coach.
And you probably could not hide.
How many times I looked at Nicole and I was like, this is so the universe right now getting back at me.
Absolutely.
Right after we did this whole shtick on the show about I'm not calling anyone coach, we had to go to an event with 40 different coaches.
And you called them all coach.
And talk to them. And you'll be very proud of me.
Did you call them coach?
I didn't call one of them coach while we were in there.
I'm not proud at all. Like, I wanted you to fall in line, Jer.
They're not my coach yet.
I know.
None of them. So I called them all by their first name.
No, you were the one person.
I was the one guy.
Well, hello, Teresa.
Tell me a little bit about cross country there, Teresa. She's like, pardon me. But I just thought that was so perfect. It's the cherry on top for my week of sports here on Mix. The
universe kind of slapped you in the face a little
bit. Right in my coach. It punched me right in my coach.